We don't need to spend much time wondering where is my suffering coming from. It is all coming from this ignorance in our mind, this not knowing something, this darkness of ignorance. Buddha likened this ignorance to sleep. He said it's like sleep. And the appearances in our life are like the objects that we see in dreams. From this sleep of ignorance come the dreamlike sufferings of our samsaric existence, our impure life. So all the things, our body, our impure mind, all the people around us, our world, everything. And this is arising from this sleep of ignorance. Everything is impure. Everything is mistaken, contaminated by this ignorance. For example, because we believe objects that appear to us as attractive are truly inherently beautiful, then we develop uncontrolled desire to possess them. We have become like slaves of our mind of desire, and we work harder and harder to keep these objects, only to experience less and less enjoyment from these objects. The stronger our desire for a particular object, the harder we will work to keep it in our possession, even though this is ultimately, finally, due to impermanence, this is impossible. We cannot keep anything. Any object is not permanent. As a result of this, the more suffering and confusion we experience. Everyone can see this. Actually, everyone knows this. This is the truth that our objects of desire, our objects of attachment, actually cause us so much pain. The actions that we engage in to keep them close to us and to enjoy them, these actions create more and more suffering. If someone or something interferes with our relationship or with our possession of our objects of uncontrolled desire, then we can become extremely angry. We can fight, or we can destroy or even try to kill others. Although we want to be happy all the time, these actions only produce suffering for us. With this uncontrolled desire, born from self-grasping ignorance, we become like a drug addict or an alcoholic. More and more alcohol, we need more and more drugs. We need more and more objects of desire. But finally, we have to leave everything behind. We have to die. And when our death comes, we will feel that our life will have been wasted, chasing these dreamlike objects which never brought us any satisfaction. Our life will have seemed to us to be empty and meaningless. This is all the result of this ignorance. We're not blaming ourselves for this. We are blaming our ignorance. We've been doing this in life after life since beginningless time. We're still doing it now in this life. But what do we have to show for all our hard work, working like slaves to possess these objects of desire? In truth, we have nothing. We have nothing special remaining. From our previous lives, we brought nothing with us, just confusion, just suffering. That is all. This is the result of being governed by or being influenced by ignorance of self-grasping. So now is the time to change direction. Now is the time to resolve, to change, and instead to develop and maintain wisdom, understanding the actual truth. Venerable Manjushri, he is the nature of wisdom. He is an enlightened Buddha. His mind and his body are composed of the light of wisdom. This means he sees everything perfectly clearly, without any mistakes. He never makes any mistakes. Therefore, he never experiences any danger or suffering. Therefore, for us, Manjushri is a perfect object of refuge and protection. What exactly is this wisdom that he is composed of? What is wisdom generally? It is a mind that understands meaningful objects, such as past and future lives, karma, the path to enlightenment. It is a virtuous, intelligent mind that always gives peace and happiness. Okay, so wisdom is virtuous, meaning it gives us peace and happiness. When our wisdom is actually functioning, it always provides us with peace and happiness. Intelligence alone is not wisdom. Okay, so intelligence alone, intelligence without wisdom, doesn't help us, actually. For example, we know very well, in this world, many people are very intelligent at making things like the internet, or computers, or machines. They're good at making money, good at making business, good at making connections, and so forth. They may also be very clever at cheating or stealing from others. But this intelligence is not wisdom. This knowledge that they have or this skill is only worldly. And in reality, it is deceptive. And actually, it causes suffering. Yeah, so this is difficult for us to appreciate because intelligence has a high premium in our society. If you're an intelligent person, and you consider yourself to be very fortunate. However, it's quite possible. The more intelligent you are, the more destructive you can be. The more intelligent you are, the more ignorant you are, the less wisdom you have. Intelligence alone is not wisdom. You need to understand this. This kind of intelligence makes us spend our whole life engaged in worldly activities, activities just to increase our wealth, our position, our reputation, possessions, and so forth. None of these things can give us the real meaning of our human life. Yeah? So when our death comes, we will see that our life has been wasted. It has become empty of real meaning. And we will go to our next life empty-handed. So we can say, we can conclude about worldly intelligence. It is deceptive. It is deceptive. It's tricking people. Even the most highly qualified professors in the universities, you know, when they experience problems in their lives, they have no way of solving their problem. They become crazy sometimes, do all kinds of ridiculous things to harm themselves and harm others. Most highly educated, highly intelligent people. This is proof. It's obvious. To show that worldly intelligence deceives us. How wonderful if the universities were full of people teaching wisdom